Now, this was sent to me on social media this afternoon, and someone's also emailed it through, and now I've got Chris calling about it. He can tell you about it, so I don't have to. Chris, hello.
Hello. Hello, Ben. How are you going? It's not Chris. It's Chris.
It's Chris?
Chris, yeah, with a Z on the end.
I didn't know there was Chris with a Z on the end.
No, that's fine, Ben. You can put as many Z's on the end of it as you want.
What's going on, Chris?
Ben, I actually worked with you back in 2009 in the wardrobe department at Channel 9.
Is that right?
That's correct. Susie was my boss, and we used to come in there and we'd deck you out in your Rembrandt shirts, and I used to look after you.
Susie didn't run the wardrobe department at Channel 9, Chris.
She was in charge back in 2009, Ben. I was only there, briefly, but I looked after you.
Mate, I think you're putting a voice on.
Ben, I'm actually ringing because I want to make you aware that today was announced, I don't know if you know this, you were just talking about the Grammys, but this is even bigger news, but the Australia's top 20 radio hunks were revealed today, and a Mr. Benjamin Fordham made the list. Congratulations.
What number was I?
You come in at number 4, Ben.
Number 4? Who's number 1?
Well, no, unfortunately, it was in alphabetical order, and that's why... You came in at number 4, but
well, I've got the list here. Hamish Blake, Josh Buckle, who's that? He's from Geelong. Fitzy, yeah. From Nova. He's our mate downstairs. Ben Fordham, Mark Geyer, Osher Gunsberg, Ray Hadley made the list.
Yeah, Ray made it.
Yeah. Dave Hughes, Matty Johns. I didn't mean to sound surprised when I said Ray Hadley. By the way, that'll cause me problems. Brendan Jones, Ed Cavalli, Andy Lee, Elliot Lovejoy, Eddie Maguire, Kyle Sanderland's made the list.
Wow, that's a surprise.
And it's top 20 radio hunks. I'll tell you what, they've got a low bar, so to speak.
No, well, I didn't see Alan Jones on there either, unfortunately, or Chris Smith.
Well,
that was a bit disappointing.
You can only have so many of us from 2GB. Well, it looks like we had two on the list. Whipper is on there from Nova as well. Merrick Watts, Dave Thornton, and Sean McManus as well from Perth. So there you go.
Well,
look, I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat, Chris, as I'm sure you will be as well. When are they announcing the big winner?
Well, very soon. It's Take 5 magazine. So, you know, apart from women predicting the next natural disaster and winning yourself a Nutribullet, you can go on there and you can vote. And can I just say, Ben,
yes.
who I'm gonna vote for, I think they're two hot young men and they're doing a great job.
Who's that?
And that's Fitzy and Whipper down at the Nova radio station.
Fitzy and Whipper you'll be voting for?
Yes.
Well, look, it's a very reputable publication, Take 5, so I'm sure that everyone will be hanging off every word when they announce the winner.
Love you, Ben. Keep your chin up because you'll never know what's going to be on it.
Good on you, Chris. So that's Chris with a Z who's got an interest in Australia's top 20 radio hunks. I was excited for a moment when I found out I came in fourth, but then he revealed to me it's done in alphabetical order. G'day, Jack.
G'day, Benny. Love your work, mate.
Thank you very much. Speaking of people not being entirely truthful, you think I've just been stitched up?
Yeah, mate. I think Chris with a Z is actually 50 with an F.
You think Chris with a Z was Fitzy from Nova?
Yeah, mate. For sure. That's Fitzy stitching you up, mate.
You sure? I know his voice pretty well. It sounded to me like someone was putting a voice on, but it didn't sound like Fitzy.
Mate, I reckon it was Fitzy having you on for sure. Or someone from Nova if it wasn't Fitzy.
All right, hang on there, Jack. Pat's of the same view, apparently. G'day, Pat.
G'day, Ben. How you going?
I'm all right. Who was it?
Mate, 100% Fitzy. You've fallen victim to one of Fitzy's stitches, by the sound of it.
Oh, no. I'm on my game and everything. It's Monday, one day into the week. I'm only an hour and a half into my program, and I've been stung.
100%.
And by a bloke who's not the sharpest tool in the shed, too. An ex-reality TV star and footballer. No offence to reality TV stars and footballers. Thank you very much, Pat. So I'll go back to the tape during the 4:30 news and have a close listen. I'm getting a few curious looks around here. Some people are giving a thumbs up, some a thumbs down on whether or not that was Fitzy from Nova. Fitzy from Nova, if that was you, can you send me a message and let me know? 131873.